Hey, this is Joe Wilson.
Hi, Joe. It's Susan from Beast Plumbing.
Hi there, Susan. How are you?
Okay. I got two things. I just got the invoice. It's for more than what you quoted us.
When?
Just 4 minutes ago.
Yes, and you got the invoice correct?
Uh-oh. It's for more than what you quoted us verbally and in email.
How much? Let me just check on that.
Well, it's a dollar more, but a dollar's a dollar. And the other thing is your number that you can be reached at is disconnected.
The number that I got to you guys?
The number that you gave me to call you at is disconnected, no longer in service.
How can that be possible? I have my number right in front of me.
681-495-1080.
Yes, that is.
And I just dialed it, and it is no longer in service.
Oh, no. That can't be true. You have me right in front of you on phone. You have me on phone, right?
That's not how I reached you. I hit redial and called you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me check on my phone.
And it says your number is no longer in service. So by your number being no longer in service, your invoicing company or your billing department charging me more than what you quoted, this is just the suspicions that my sons were afraid of.
Oh, no, of course
now,
not.
Do I need
you
to go and call my credit card company and have this reversed? And
no, of course not.
As says on the thing that we can get a 100% money-back guarantee, do I need to do that? Do I need to start that process?
No, of course not. Well, I'm here for you, right?
Well, then you need to correct that invoice.
I will correct it.
I know it's only a dollar, but you correct it.
I'll correct it. All right? I'm here for you on the phone. I'll correct it for you, okay?
And I want a good phone number for you. I want a number that actually works.
Let me just – that is the phone number that I gave it to you. I have my phone right in front of me. Why is it not working? Let me give you a phone number so you can reach out to me directly, okay?
Well, that's what you supposedly gave me.
Yes, I just gave you the phone number that I have. All right? If you can just give me like 1 minute. All right? Just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and give you 760-585-4973. All right? You can reach out to me whenever you like, right, and I'll be there for you over the phone.
And what number is this?
Well, this is my number. This is my desk phone. So you can reach out to me whenever you want.
Your desk phone.
Yes. Sounds good to you?
But the other number you gave me is no good.
No, that is my personal phone number. I'm not sure why you got that message. It's right in front of me.
Hold on a second. I'm going to hit it on another phone. 681-495-1080.
Yes. That is the phone number.
Did you hear that? The number you are trying to reach is no longer in service.
Why is it coming like that? It shouldn't be coming up like that. I have my phone right in front of me. In hand.
Well, you have somebody over there in the office. Try dialing your phone number. See what it comes up with.
Let me ask one of my... You got my other phone number for my desk phone?
You just gave it to me. 760-585-4973.
Yes. You got it, right?
I wrote it down.
All right, yeah. Please
I mean,
do.
If I try and dial that, you're not going to answer the phone because we're
on
it, right?
I will go ahead and answer your phone call whenever you want me to. I've always done it. All right, this is my personal desk phone. Whenever you're going to go ahead and call, I'll just go ahead and pick up the phone for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Sounds good?
Okay,
and I'll have a listen to it for you, and I'll get back to you on it as well for you.
Yeah,
right?
I mean...
I'll take care of it for you, Susan.
this is what my sons were afraid of, and they're getting really mad at me because I just gave you my credit card number for this, and if I have to, I'll call the credit card company and cancel it.
I know you can. all right? That is the reason I didn't tell you anything about, like, you know, being a scam or anything like that. I'm here to go ahead and help you out. Even if you were scammed, then of course I would look up reviews
on you guys, and it says the same things. That, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of bad reviews on there that said, this is what you do. You get quoted one number, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, three times
it's
the
nothing,
amount by the time you get done.
Nothing.
So is this what you guys do all the time?
No, of course not. Well, we do have some of the clients.
I'll tell you, I'll call my credit card right now.
It won't be. It won't be. You have my words on it. All right? That is the reason I sent you a paid invoice as well. I'm going to have a look into it as well, and I'll just go ahead and send it over to you as well, okay? All right? Okay? Don't worry about it. You're in good hands.
Yeah, I'll say don't worry about it, but you're cleaning me up in the meantime.
Well, you'll be happy once you see the website. I'll send you all of the credentials and everything about it for you in an hour if you can just go ahead and let me know at the email so I can just go ahead and do that for you guys, okay? Let me just go ahead and get it fixed first, and then I'm just going to go ahead and take care of it for you.
I hear you.
Sounds good? All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and your trust, Susan. I really do appreciate it.
All right. No, hold on. All right. No, the boys are done. They don't even want to do it. It's been a... All right. No, they want to just cancel the whole thing. They don't want the website.
Well, the website is there. Let me just go ahead and just fix it for you and just provide it over
high
to you.
Pressure, they're saying high pressure sales, and it says right on the thing,
no.
100% money back guarantee. I want my money back. Not satisfied.
Well, I have already done it, Susan. I have already submitted it to it. All right, and I did just pay
them.
Well,
you know what? I'm
going to
cancel my card right now.
Let me just go ahead and take care of it for you, Susan. I'm going to get that part back.
But you know what? There's another charge on there for
2.5.
It was for 3 years, May 5th of 2022. I want that $1,200 back because you haven't done shit for us.
Well, let me just go ahead and take care of it for you, all right, and get the things done, all right? If you can just give me one chance so I can just go ahead and show it to you guys, and if you don't like it still, I'll just go ahead and convert it for you from my side as well. Will that be okay?
I don't know, your number's probably going to be disconnected in five minutes, right?
No, it won't be. You can call me anytime you want. All right?
That's what you said, but that's the other number you gave me, and I just proved to you that it's disconnected.
I'm not sure why is it doing like that, but let me just go ahead and take care of it for you right there and then. And if you're still not happy with it, I'll go ahead and do it myself for you. All right? I'm here for you. That is the reason. The call got connected over to me right there and then, right? You asked for me, the call got connected. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, let me just go ahead and take care of it for you, all right? And once you're satisfied, everything goes by, all right? I'll just go ahead and provide everything for you, all right? So I'll just go ahead and take care of it for you. If you can just give me one chance, that's it. I'm not asking for anything more. Is that all right?
You're not asking.
One chance for what?
What?
One chance for what? What are you providing?
I cannot hear you guys clearly. Hello?
He can't hear clearly.
What are you proposing to provide?
I'm providing you with all of the things over to you guys. I know that the credentials and everything are right. I'll provide you all of the credentials with the cPanel access to the website itself. All right? And a certificate to you as well right there and then. All right? And if you still are not satisfied with my service that I'm providing to you right now, Adam Joe Olson. All right?